Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. Perhaps you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Going to be here for a little bit. We got some shit to talk about and holler about and cuss about. Hopefully laugh about. We'll see. I think that's it. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. If you follow us, if you tweet us during the show, we occasionally check that shit during the show. And we got a Facebook and an Instagram, and that's about it. Buying shit through our Amazon link helps us out here. crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all. It just helps us out.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, I'm done. That was my last...
Did you say your name?
...opening. No, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Hey, Joe Manchin and Kristen Cinema, fuck off. Do you want people to just be poor and shit? What is this skinny bill fucking shit I just saw in Salon, you fuck?
Oh dear God. Okay. The soup comes in six gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Join us on Faithless Friday, everybody. Although we play Baker clips right away as soon as
the
blessed right wing watch drops them.
I'm trying not to hijack the show, but like, what does it mean to be a Democrat? What does it mean? Not just in general, we'll find out.
The headline at the HuffPo says big shift. Pelosi moves after progressive blowback.
Yes. That's good, right?
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested today that Democrats need to agree amongst themselves on the text of a major budget bill before the House can vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Wait, so does that suck or not? I am fucking confused.
That's good. She's tying that stuff together more like the liberals want.
Okay.
Her comments appeared to raise the bar for an infrastructure bill to move forward, making it far less likely a vote will occur on Thursday as planned. Progressive Democrats in the House have threatened to withhold their votes from the infrastructure bill until the House and Senate also pass the Build Back Better bill, which contains major Democratic priorities on paid leave and child care.
So we're not getting fucked right now. This is good. But it's good right now. Okay. I just saw a...
Gooder?
Yeah.
Well, you were on Salon.
Yeah. I like what Salon has to say. I do. I fuck these scissors motherfuckers.
I like what Salon has to say, but sometimes they're maybe a little alarmist.
I'm always going to vote blue. Always. That's just the way we live. But Cinema and Joe Manchin hate poor people. They fucking hate poor people for some reason. Why are they Democrats? Why?
But this agenda is
In response to a question about the progressive threat, Pelosi implied there does need to be an agreement on the legislative language for the budget bill in order for the infrastructure vote to occur. Yeah. I think we have to come to a place where we have agreement in legislative language, not just principle. In legislative language, the president supports.
The centrist Democrats have insisted the House pass the infrastructure bill this week.
Yes.
And a vote has been tentatively scheduled for Thursday.
So they wanted to split it up.
They want to de-link it.
Why?
Because they're weenies.
Because they want to de-link it because there's parts they want to pick out of this.
And make it
skinnier. They want to be able to fuck with each of them separately?
Asked today, though, if she was specifically saying there had to be an agreement on budget bill text before the infrastructure vote, she said she wants the two things done simultaneously. So,
God,
we shall see. It says they're struggling, however, to reach an agreement on the budget bill, which has been approved by various House committees.
Yes.
While moderate senators, especially senators
Joe Manchin,
and Kyrsten Sinema.
Kyrsten. Why do you hate poor people? Why? My God.
Kyrsten, like KY, like what she fucks us without.
Hey, listen, Kyrsten, the person fucking us, and Joe Manchin, the person fucking us. If you're a Democrat, you should go to sleep every night thinking, oh my God, I didn't do enough for poor people. I didn't do enough for poor people because pretty soon there's just going to be Republicans in charge poor people are going to get skull fucked 24/7.
That's exactly what Joe Manchin's thinking about.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fucking fuck. God damn.
Manchin, for his part, said Wednesday that legislative language won't happen by Thursday. All we need to do is pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill, sit down, and start negotiating in good faith. That's it. So he wants them delinked also.
Why?
Just pass that bipartisan
He wants to negotiate
bill.
It in good faith? With whom, motherfucker? Who do you negotiate in good faith?
Republicans. His good friends across the aisle.
Oh, shit, that's funny. You're a Republican, you fuck. What is Joe Manchin? Why do you pretend you're a fucking Democrat?
Oh, Manchin.
Right, yeah, no. You're a Republican. You are. Shame on you. You should want more for poor people. You shouldn't want to make anything more skinnier, you fuck. Damn.
Pelosi said her aim remains to pass the infrastructure bill on Thursday, but also mentioned that she has the authority to delay the vote. Senate Budget Committee.
Budgie?
It's the bird guy in the Senate. The Budget Committee Chair, Bernie Sanders,
yes,
told reporters that the House should delay its infrastructure vote if the budget bill is not done by tomorrow. I don't think there's anything God-given about tomorrow. I think that what in fact needs to happen is that the Senate needs to pass a strong reconciliation bill, and then the House can pass the infrastructure bill. I was never a great fan of picking a particular date in the House. That's pushed back. I think it's fine.
So wait. He doesn't care? What is he? I don't understand what he wants then.
I think he thinks it's okay. He says he wants the reconciliation bill. He wants the fuck you. We're passing this, you assholes, bill without you.
Okay.
First. And then nitpick on the infrastructure. But the moderates want the opposite. They want the infrastructure bill that's bipartisan and all kumbaya, and they want to pass that.
What world do you think we live in? Do you know the side you're negotiating with stormed the Capitol on January 6th, and there are people still involved in insurrection in that fucking party working in Washington? Who was on?
Well, and the gloves on the other claws.
Yeah, yeah.
They would not be hesitating.
Oh, fucking
to
God.
Ram it through. They would have passed it already. They would have passed all of this stuff already.
These centrist Democrats are fucking negotiating with people that are white supremacists, that are insurrectionists, that don't give a fuck. They hate poor people. You are trying to negotiate with a fucking monster. You be monsters and go get those monsters.
Did you hear about the kayaktivists?
No.
They're in kayaks, a flotilla of kayaks, protesting outside Manchin's houseboat.
That's good. Send Sea Shepherd. You fucks. God. Outside is... Could you say that one more time? His houseboat?
Yeah, he's famous for having a houseboat in Washington.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's famous for living on a fucking yacht?
Houseboat.
Okay, let's have a look at this houseboat. I'm sure it's nice as shit.
It's not large.
God.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not small.
Joe Manchin, you're so fucking extra. Yes.
I think this is it. I think it's this one.
Oh, my God. Okay. Your little yacht, your floating flotilla yacht thing, man. You're so extra. Don't live on a boat.
I think that's the one.
That's a nice fucking boat. I'd love to live on that. But I'm not loaded. And a guy just sucking pharma dick all day. You're so extra. I got to live on a boat. I'm Joe Manchin. Go fuck yourself. That's irritating to me. This guy, a guy living on a boat.
That is it. Almost heaven. That is the boat.
Almost heaven.
Yeah.
Almost something that doesn't exist. West Virginia, get it. Oh, yeah. God. You unfunny fuckface. Joe, God, he lives on a boat. Are you a captain? Is he Captain Joe Manchin?
Well, I would assume if
you think he knows how to drive
a houseboat.
You think that?
Oh, he goes out. He goes out. Yeah.
Oh, he knows how to drive.
Yeah, I think they go out on. You know, he takes the senators out on excursions and shit.
Oh, I bet it's nice. Do y'all go to Epstein Island? Fuck around. I tell you what, rich people that live on yachts can't identify with poor people. That's the problem. That's the problem. That's not like a houseboat. He's not slumming it. That's a very nice boat. I saw it.
Yes.
God, Joe. You represent people that live in the fucking mountains of West Virginia. You're floating around in your goddamn boat.
It's almost heaven.
I bet you got Wi-Fi in that stupid fucking thing.
He's a senator. He's got. We probably pay for some upgraded special Uber satellite internet for him.
You live in a houseboat.
Ultra secure.
You don't care about us, Joe. Joe Manchin, you live in a fucking houseboat. The only thing you give a fuck about is that boat, I imagine. He probably loves that boat.
Yeah.
Boy, I wish you loved your constituents as much as they love that. You know, he passed. No, nobody. Everybody in West Virginia wants something different than what Joe Manchin wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Most.
That's weird, isn't it?
Not the rich white ones.
Do we live in a fucking democracy?
But the rich white ones.
Yeah.
Who give him money.
Yeah.
Are...
He doesn't need any fucking money. Look at the boat he lives in. Joe, you don't even... You don't need any more money. I saw that boat. Shame on you.
Stevie Van Zandt.
What a dick.
From Stephen Van Zandt?
No.
Oh.
Joe Manchin. He just pisses me off. He's on that fucking boat. I mean, he's sitting up there holding up like what could be like historic legislation, right? To help people. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just sitting on a fucking boat.
Literally, if it weren't for the two of them, they could be passing a shit ton of stuff. They could get rid of the filibuster and pass everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Would your life be any more or less awesome if you just said, if you did something decent for a change, if you were decent? And you said let's do all we can here for people. I'm sorry. Hey, we got to get past this. I hate this guy. This boat of his. Fuck him. God.
Stephen Van Zandt was on with Brian Williams.
Yeah. Stephen Van Zandt is was he the guy in
from
Sopranos?
Yeah, in Springsteen's band.
Oh yeah.
But he's a big lib.
Thank God.
And he said he's sick of Manchin's face.
Did he say it out loud?
Yeah.
Ooh, we have a clip?
I'm looking. My God. I'm looking. Sick I don't of know Manchin's if I have face. The audio.
Man, he was... I'm going to rewatch The Sopranos. God, he's so good in that. You remember the episode where... They had a great episode where they wanted to take down one of those Columbus statues or something in Jersey, in Newark. Oh my God! In the Goombas, all decided to go beat up the protesters who wanted to take them. It was so fucking.
He said, "quote I don't want to see Manchin's face on TV ever again."
Nice. Me neither, man. Fuck that guy. I agree with you, Steven.
Yeah, you know what? I should look up Stevie.
Stevie Van Zandt.
That's what he's going.
Fuck
by
that
these
guy.
Days.
I don't want to see his face.
The Benedict Arnold twins are not helping matters. I'm sick of Manchin's face. He said.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. God, I listened to Stevie Van Zandt talk about playing that part on The Sopranos, whoever he plays, the guy. And he was doing an interview on Fresh Air, and he was telling Terry Gross, like,
Oh, yes.
It was like he called the writers and was talking about his costume and how he wanted him to look like a throwback guy with all his suits and stuff. Mm-hmm. God, you know.
Did you have problems saying fuck? And the word cunt? I know those. Sometimes.
Derry, oddly enough, I didn't.
I'll tiptoe up to this next topic by noting that political activism has been a huge part of your life. I am tempted, knowing something about your politics, to ask you what you make of the Democrats and how they are living with the power they've been handed. I'm also tempted to ask you, has there ever been a time when you've been more pessimistic about your country? Anyone who follows you on social media would know this about you.
I got to admit, it's a little depressing at the moment, a little frustrating. You know, I don't know how you do this every night, Brian, and keep your subtle but amazing humor intact. But you
subtle. Subtle.
Humor intact. But
because
you managed
I know
to
you're
do
watching.
It. And believe me, you really do help. You know, I mean, I'm rooting for Joe Biden every single day. I really am. You know, I just got this terrible feeling, you know, and I've had this for a long, long time, that we are in a war and only one side is fighting it. And I've been feeling that for decades. And
I think the other side's fighting the war.
No, we're not, though.
I think he's, yeah.
That's what he means.
Oh, is that what he means?
That's what he means. We're not fighting
it. Oh, we're not fighting.
We're not fighting it because we're fighting Joe fucking Manchin. It's insane.
It's really coming to a very serious place now, where we might lose our democracy because of it, you know? And I just I'm not happy with what's going on here. I'm not happy with, our attorney general. I would have preferred, Malcolm Nance to be attorney general.
We don't. Oh, Malcolm Nance is attorney general. Yeah. Is he even a lawyer?
I don't know.
I know he's a terrorism expert and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We need the attorney part, but we do need a general, you know, we need some. I just keep asking, where are the tough, good guys, you know, and I just can't find them, Brian. And we need them. We need them now. We need the General Pattons, you know, I mean, I'll take Teddy.
Well, I mean, you know, what he's talking about is a good point, because when I think what happened with this Merrick Garland thing, it was poetic. And it was meant to send a message that you didn't give this guy his hearing, and now we're going to make him attorney general, you fucking assholes. Rather than...
Which means nothing to them.
Yeah.
That's assuming that they have, like, scruples and feelings that could be
affected
by that. Oh, wow, the Democrats are right. We should have given that to Merrick Garland. I'm really glad that he ended up there. Did they think that was...
Well, no, but that's what it was.
And certainly the base. We weren't looking for Merrick Garland.
No. But that's what it was. They got distracted by the shiny thing, which is weird to me. You got distracted by the shiny thing, and you took your eye off the ball. This is the tail end of, like, the having the most corrupt motherfucker in the White House in history. Don't you think we need the big angry guns to go after this motherfucker?
Well, and who knows? Mitch probably threatened to just filibuster everybody anyway.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
So they might have had to agree on Merrick Garland because he. To try to get by Mitch and the fucking filibuster.
They need to be wolves, and they need to go after these fucking guys. They need to chase these motherfucking insurrectionists down and bring them to justice and shit and get them out of the fucking Congress. It's crazy. We're sitting around. We got a fucking sex trafficker as our representative. Still. Fucking why?
You know, I mean, I'll take Teddy Roosevelt. I'll take, you know, give me somebody, you know, who's got a little courage and a little strength and realizes that we're in a war. And we just don't seem to have the people with the right frame of mind. And as I say, I keep rooting for Joe, you know, but, you know, the Benedict Arnold twins there are not helping matters. And, and they're you know, they better, I hope they come around. I don't know. I don't want to see Manchin on TV ever again. I mean, I'm sick of his face. And I don't understand I mean, you tell me, you know, there was
anyway,
he sounds so much more civilized than he did on The Sopranos. Oh, my God. This is some great clip. I don't want to see Joe Manchin's fucking face.
I'm sick of his face.
Why don't we send Polly Walnuts?
We should rip it off.
Send Polly Walnuts to visit both of them with a binder full of fucking shit you can blackmail them on or something. What are we going to be all ethical and kind and good, and then all these Republicans get elected, and all of a sudden, all the women in your life, they have no control over their vaginas. But we took the high ground and did everything right, and we tried to reach across the aisle. And what you have to show for it is, we can't vote properly. You can't get abortions. How's that for a fuck? Well, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
At the Drudge Report, the headline says, YouTube, oh, I saw this, bans all anti-vax content.
Damn! What? How many people are dead from this fucking coronavirus shit right now in our country? Probably.
Sorry, sneezing. What?
Oh, yeah. God bless you, by the way. Oh, God, he notices.
Yeah, he has so far.
He notices you sneezing, but how many people have croaked from corona in our country?
Oh, 600,000-700,000?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. We're talking about the undercount. It could be more. So I thank you, YouTube, for doing something. Wow.
YouTube is taking down several video channels associated with high-profile anti-vaccine activists, including Joseph Mercola and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That one I still don't get. Who experts say are partially responsible for helping seed the skepticism that's contributed to slowing vaccination rates across the country.
Yay.
Slowing.
Yay! Way to step up to the plate. It's been a bit. How long have we been in this pandemic?
A year and 8 months.
Oh, thank you, YouTube. Way to go. Get all that anti-vaxxer shit off your fucking site. And meanwhile, it doesn't matter. There's so much virus. Does this seem lame? Are we supposed to suck their dick?
Who?
YouTube? For being late to the fucking party? Really?
Well, it's...
Is this as soon as you can deal with this, motherfuckers?
I mean, well, let's see if Facebook will ever do that. I doubt that.
I tell you what.
As long as they're buying ads.
The only thing, if you live in this country, I don't even understand the only reaction you could have to anyone's response to this fucking pandemic was not good enough. Not good enough, YouTube. Late.
The Haney Farid, a computer science professor and misinformation researcher at UC Berkeley, said you create this breeding ground, and when you deplatform, it doesn't go away. They just migrate. This is not one that should have been complicated. Same thing you are. We had 18 months to think about these issues. Who knew the vaccine was coming? Why was this not the policy from the very beginning?
Because YouTube, the people that run these fucking, that YouTube and Google, they're all little fucking bitches. That's why.
But now they're going after all anti-vax stuff, not just COVID vax.
Yes. Wow.
They're going after, Rob Schneider,
who
tweeted, he was being raked over the coals on Twitter because he tweeted, freedom, 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 freedom.
Fuck you. Go make your shitty movies in Afghanistan, you fucking idiot. What the fuck are you talking about? What kind of freedom can you have when all these people are dying? God, you suck. God, you know what? I've never found that motherfucker funny. Even that any of those like Saturday Night Live sketches, like making the copies, the guys where he says people's names in a weird way. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I didn't watch Saturday Night Live.
Making the copies.
In that period.
I never got why that was funny.
I will.
Why? Did you watch any of the movies he did?
I think I did.
Male Gigolo.
I think I was in college and really high.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
He runs around.
I probably laughed. And we had a friend that was a manager at the movie theater. So we got to see everything for free.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stuff for free.
I have a friend in L.A. that got lucky enough to open for this motherfucker for years. And, you know, and has made a lot of money opening for the anti-vaxxer fuck. But congratulations. I mean, you know, I don't know. Why are we... Why is it's crazy that Rob Schneider is coming up in like an anti-vaxxer thing, like, because he made himself that voice. I mean,
yes.
Why?
Because he's an asshole.
But why would he think that he knows?
Because he saw something on YouTube.
What about all these fucking doctors?
Hmm? But he saw something on YouTube. Oh, pearl clutching. He tweeted 23 hours ago, "The shaming and demonizing of Americans by fellow Americans must stop. God bless the Republic."
God bless your fucking asshole. Are you a comedian? Jesus Christ. God, you sound like a little snowflake.
He tweeted, "At what point will the good and just people of Australia call this by its name? Tyranny." And it's a video of some anti-masker being arrested, some protester.
Yeah, it's wild that Rob Schneider never won an Oscar for Male Gigolo. Is that where he turns into an animal and gets fucked or something like that? What are his big works? Male Gigolo, the... Some bullshit.
Oh my God, I got to get out of his Twitter feed. This tweet that he just Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
Oh, and, yes, that was he won an Oscar for that, correct? Best actor in an anti-vaxxer fuck comedy.
He tweeted, "The government logic is this: wear a condom to protect those around you from getting pregnant. Wear it for them, not for you. Wear it for those who are too old and frail and limp to wear a condom. However, they're still at risk of getting pregnant. Hashtag CDC. Oh, God, that's just the stupidest. Where do they come up with these fucking analogies? They don't understand viruses spread.
Listen, I can explain him to you. Comics are dumb fucking assholes. God. I am around them all the time. They are shitbags. They don't read. They're idiots. Why anyone would take especially, don't listen to Rob Schneider. There, I fixed it. God. What a fucking idiot. He's worse than Hercules. That guy. Who's the other guy? The other fuck.
Kevin Sorbo.
God damn Kevin Sorbo and Rob Schneider. Jesus.
Well, hold on. Let's see what Kevin Sorbo's tweeted recently.
Rob Schneider got lucky in the entertainment business, made a fuck ton of money off not a fuck ton of talent. Go fuck yourself. God.
Ugh. Oh. 3 hours ago, Kevin Sorbo tweeted, "So you can choose and change your gender freely, but you have to get the vaccine." Makes sense. Oh my God, another one.
I've seen you act, and for some reason, the stupidity you're dribbling out on social media makes sense. I've seen you act, motherfucker. You should be about this smart.
Choose and change. I'm not going to try to explain
what?
The profound lack of logic in any of these.
Some deity handed somebody like this fuck Rob Schneider down from heaven. Here's a career, motherfucker. You're the copy guy on Saturday Night Live. Here's a big career. And you know what you do with your platform? You tell people to not get vaccinated. That's insane.
Here's where his career is going.
Yes.
Yesterday he tweeted, "Hey you, yeah you have till the end of this month to get 35% off Nutramedics by using my code Sorbo. So what are you waiting for? Support your health and my movies all at once."
Oh my God. Oh my God, you tremendous loser. Fuck.
Get 20% off Nutramedics natural health supplements and 40% off of 40% of your sale is donated to Sorbo Studios, which is doing Christian content.
My God, you fucking crook. You're making people buy Nutramedics, and then you're saying, "I'm going to take some of my Nutramedics movie money and invest it into my stupid fucking Christian movie, which will then make money." What? How is that? Why would you donate to that? Because it's about Jeebus?
Yeah, what a fucking jizz weasel. I mean...
Hey, Rob Schneider, these are your contemporaries. You are like Kevin Sorbo. Who else is in this club? Is Chachi telling people to not get fucking vaccinated?
Kevin Sorbo tweeted, "Vaccinated? ? Cool. Not? ? Good. I don't care. But you're not forcing me to take it."
Oh my God. Yeah, you know. God, you little fucking... Well, hey, listen. What if you want to do a movie? And SAG says all union actors working on sets have to be fucking vaccinated. What if they say that?
God, this meme, this is like a professionally designed. Yeah. Number one, if the masks work, why the 6 feet? If the 6 feet works, why the masks? If they both work, why the lockdowns? If all three work, why the rushed vaccines? If the vaccines are safe, why the no liability clause?
Does he have any Emmys or any awards for his acting?
Come on.
I hate you, dude. Kevin Sorbo, I hate you. I do. And all you anti-vax fucks. What? What?
So you asked about Chachi. All right. Well, look, I'm going to look one more. This is right wing celebrity Dick Cheese Twitter that we're going through. Scott Baio.
Oh, God. Scott Diddler, creepy dude, Baio. He's supposed to be a creep.
If he hasn't
right?
been deplatformed. Oh, no, yay. He's still here. Oh, his bio says Bugsy Malone. That's his number one. Bugsy Malone, Chachi, Charles, Jack Stewart, Bob Loblaw.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In,
he
was funny.
Yeah, yeah. Foop.
Yeah.
Husband, dad, brother, friend.
Husband, dad, brother, friend. Is that how he's known? Gross.
Not by us.
Right.
Bob
Loblaw. That was the only good part, and you just made, like, weird... I called on the producers of... wait, is he an anti-vaxxer?
I'm scrolling.
Is he just a
dick? I'm scrolling.
You know he is. I call on the producers or whoever is in charge of Arrested Development to pixelate his fucking face out of it and put somebody else's head in there and have him say the fucking lines.
Oh God, some guy tweeted, Scott Baio, I've received DMs belittling me and trying to shame me for following, supporting, and defending you, none of which will compel me to stop. Keep doing you.
Hey,
and
man.
Scott Baio said, I'm sorry trolls did that. Thanks for your support. It means a lot to me and my family. Praying hands, thank you. Emoji.
That means a lot to me and my family. Oh, okay. I don't know. So he's like not an anti-vaxxer.
You know, I'm not. He's really fighting people. He's like taking swipes at people that are shitting on him, which is kind of funny because he's retweeting them.
Is he super
angry? He's retweeting people that are saying shitty stuff about him.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's slam dunking, but he's, you know, he's a conservative. So we know what his comedy level is.
I don't know if Ron Howard's listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app. Did you ever, on the set of Happy Days, did you ever have any time with Scott Baio to talk to him or anything like that? Because I know Ron Howard's on the right side of shit, the correct side. You never took this guy aside and said, hey, you're being a fuckhead. You know what I mean? Or when he was young, you didn't talk to him about politics on the set at all? You didn't rub off on him at all? God. No, seriously, he worked on the same show with Ron Howard for years. Ron Howard's a great guy. You wouldn't think, hanging out with Ron Howard wouldn't make you nicer? Surely it would.
Or
turns you
maybe turn Ron Howard into a monster. What do we know?
Thank God you didn't fuck up Ron Howard, you Scott Baio, you dick. It's weird.
He tweeted a comparison of Sue Bird and LeBron James. Sue Bird, 17 seasons in WNBA. LeBron, 17 in NBA. Sue Bird, 4 WNBA championships. LeBron, 4 NBA championships.
Okay.
Sue Bird's 2020 salary was $215,000. LeBron's 2020 salary was $37.4 million.
Holy shit.
What? Sue Bird's bonus for winning the 2020 finals was $11,356. LeBron James's bonus for winning the 2020 finals was $370,000.
Damn. So this is Scott Baio making a point.
Well, and a person said, same talent, different gender pays, but the male will never fight for the female pay. Scott Baio tweeted, female LPGA golfers... same. And right when you're thinking he's doing the right thing,
somebody tweets
to him, what's there to wonder about? It's basic economics, nothing more. Male side of the sport generates billions of dollars. Ugh. The female side doesn't. It's really not tough to understand. And Baio's like, I understand economics. I was just showing the side-by-side comparison.
Oh, okay. So he didn't want anyone to think he was saying anything remotely good. He's worried.
Right, right.
Okay.
Oh, it's not like I'm like woke or anything.
Yeah. Relax. Hey, relax, Mr. Baio. Nobody thinks you're woke. Nobody thinks that. Blah, blah, blah. God. I hate that I love Arrested Development is like one of the funniest fucking shows ever that all, you know. God, man, I hate that Scott Baio's on it. I forgot about that. Henry Winkler's supposed to be a good guy. He's Fonzie.
He tweeted a picture of AOC when she wore that Tax the Rich dress to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
And it's white with like red writing on it.
Yes.
And it says, who wore it better? And it's AOC. And then next to her is the Chick-fil-A bag, which is white with red writing on it. That's all it is. It says, who wore it better?
Oh, God.
He tweeted, Scott Baio tweeted that with the rolling over laughing, crying emoji.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a sane person said, well, at least you don't have to worry about being taxed. And Scott
tax
said,
the rich. Uh-huh. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. And Scott said, says you shithead with the clown emoji. That's half of his feed.
Shithead?
Is him answering people. Yeah, says, fuck you, asshole. Same to you, shithead.
Isn't
you know,
Henry...
I mean, that's his level of...
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't Henry Winkler a nice guy? Doesn't he have good politics? I believe he does.
Who?
Henry Winkler?
Yes, yes.
Okay. He played Bonzi, who was Chachi's mentor. I believe the majority of Scott Baio scenes were with this Henry Winkler. Henry Winkler never sat him down in when he was a kid. Hey, Chachi, here's life, and here's, you know, he never said anything that he didn't have any influence on Scott Baio to make him not be a shithead.
Yeah, well, no.
All those days sitting around in the green room at craft
sometimes
services.
Sometimes it's pretty ingrained.
That's amazing. What about Tom Bosley? He was a good guy, too. Right? He was supposed to be nice.
Oh, wasn't he a grand wizard in the...
No, he was not.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. That was it!
Kidding, I'm kidding. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to besmirch the memory of Tom Bosley.
I'm just trying to figure out who turned Scott Baio into an angry little Nazi. This guy came
I guess
and...
Scott, he tweeted something that had his daughter in it, and people are accusing him of using his daughter, you know, in social media to...
To what?
To... You know, just as an object, you know, look at my cute daughter kind of thing.
Well, that's weird.
And somebody tweeted to him, wow, I log on to Twitter, see my Twitter pal Scott Baio is trending. Then I see people threatening to harm his daughter, mocking and abusing he and his wife. Him and his wife. All because... Yeah. Question mark. He supported a candidate. Oh, so something like that. I don't know. By the way, I don't agree with... threatening harm to anyone, of course.
No, of course not.
And wives and kids should be, you know, kind of off. Kids should be always not a target.
Right.
Wives, if they inject themselves into it, are fair game.
Yes.
But a sane person tweeted to him a picture of a hand holding a plastic bag that's sealed. And it's full of air. It's empty.
Yes.
And it's at the top, it's got a packaging.
Right.
That says thoughts and prayers. America's number one choice for difficult problems.
That's good.
And then Scott Baio retweets it.
And says, you call him a shitbag.
And says, go away, non-believer, exclamation point.
Non-believer in what? In Jesus?
In thoughts and prayers. Yeah.
Okay. God.
But the only reason I saw this great meme
is because
this great picture
it.
Is because this asshole retweeted it.
So like, maybe that's what he likes. Maybe he likes to get have his lunch handed to him online and then show everybody what happened. Look at me.
I guess. Yeah.
You're a weirdo, Scott Baio.
He's a flagellant.
And again, Ron Howard and Henry Winkler. I don't know why you never took any time with this guy. You know,
why was it their job to take some teenage snot fuck on the set and make sure that he's... I'm an actor.
I know.
I'm a craft service. I want to go get go get some food.
You're right, but I watched...
I don't want to sit with Chachi and do what his shitty parents obviously didn't.
By the way, I don't know if anybody... If you guys
Which
aren't
might
familiar.
Not be accurate. He may have... You know, sometimes shitty people come from good
parents.
Oh,
absolutely. Like, who is the... There's some politician whose whole family hates him in Florida, the dentist.
Oh, no, Gosar, Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, Gosar, right.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him, right? And his family.
Like nine kids, and they all hate him.
Well, there's also like
do commercials against him. Like, oh dear God, don't vote for our brother. He's nuts.
Don't vote for this guy.
Right.
They know.
The let's see, we've got. Yeah, they're worried. They're pissed about what's going on in Australia. Australia ain't playing games. Sydney residents who are not vaccinated against the COVID risk being barred from various social activities, even when they are freed from the current stay-at-home orders.
Oh shit.
Under a roadmap to exit lockdown in Australia's biggest city, this is in Sydney. Unvaccinated people are already subject to delays in freedoms that will be gradually granted to inoculated residents between October and December.
But look, it's a bad pandemic, and God, we got to do this. If you want to solve this shit, you
got. Well,
gotta...
that's assuming they're locked down. We're not locked down. Yeah. They locked down. People choose not to be vaccinated could be barred entry into shops, restaurants, and entertainment venues.
Oh my God.
Even after the state lifts all the restrictions against them on December 1st.
Oh shit.
A lot of businesses
we need
have
that.
Said they will not accept anyone who is unvaccinated. Life for the unvaccinated will be very difficult indefinitely.
There you go. That's how you solve this. You have to make it that if you in Florida, they have to say something like, if you want to keep your liquor license, you have to card people. Meaning you have to look at the age on there. Because you got to card. If you go to a bar, you got to prove that you're 21. Why can't you have to prove that you're vaccinated as well? You're already doing that one thing, so do the other thing.
Wait, is it a Republican bar?
It's any bar. Yeah. That would be
is
crazy.
Is it a bar Matt Gaetz goes to? Because he prefers the not 21s.
I can't even imagine. If you did that here, people would lose their shit.
What?
If you made it so you got to show your
vaccine. Oh, God, yeah.
But it would help.
Well, yeah, but there'd be a revolt.
That's the thing. Like, in Florida, the problem with the state is nobody, and even the people that are getting hurt, don't want to do anything to help. They just want to continue to croak from this.
The two-tier system is designed to encourage more people to get vaccinated. It's been criticized for both penalizing vulnerable groups who have not had access to inoculations. Well, that's a problem. If they've got segments of their society that have been, I'll bet it's black people. I'll bet it's indigenous. I'll bet it's the poor.
Absolutely.
Then that's a different thing. Then you got to get them inoculated. You are punishing those people.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Who might want to get it and can't because your shitty capitalist system.
Yeah. You're working two fucking jobs.
Australia is pursuing a faster reopening through higher vaccination rates, despite persistent infections, largely in its two biggest cities of Sydney and Melbourne, along with the capital of Canberra. Both cities are in a weeks-long lockdown.
That would solve so much, and that would help the economy, because if you did a lockdown of people that just the people that weren't vaccinated, then the unvaccinated, then the rest of the world, the economy could just...
Like stay at home. We're not talking about camps or anything like that.
Well, you know, chug along.
Sane people aren't talking about camps or
anything. I hate these guys. You know, hey, if there's any unvaccinated listening, I just want you to know, that's why, like, you know, I like stand-up comedy, and I can't do it properly, you know, because people just aren't vaccinated, you know, and because of that, you can go fuck yourselves. Get your goddamn shots, you fuck. God, pisses me off.
United Airlines is moving ahead with plans to terminate close to 600 employees who have not met their COVID-19 vaccination deadline.
Yay.
And that's not bad. They've got 67,000 employees, and 600 of them apparently didn't meet the...
Hey, Biden, hire the guy in charge of United Airlines, their thing, and then have him make him do the country. That makes sense to me.
The thing we're finding is a lot of these blowhards are like, oh, we're going to quit, you know, and they don't. They don't quit.
So you want to lose your job, have no money, and get sick. That is amazing. That blows my mind.
So United has started the process of firing 593 employees who did not get shots. Those workers can still save their jobs if they opt to get vaccinated in the coming days before their official termination meetings.
Yay. Okay.
The potential terminations apply to United employees who chose not to get vaccinated. Another roughly 2,000 United employees have sought exemptions for religious or medical reasons. See, I want a doctor's note and fuck your religious exemption. Show me a religion that says thou shalt not wear masks to prevent thy virus from being spread. Fuck you.
And if it says that, I still don't give a shit.
And it doesn't.
I don't give
anywhere
a fuck if it did.
Or they'll find somewhere,
you know,
in Bullshiticus 69
that says,
and the Lord did say thou shalt not cover thy face.
Yeah, I'm going to try to sound reasonable when I say this, but like our society has done nothing but suck the dicks of these religious wankers forever. We just suck, jack, coddle. And God damn it. And everybody's like, you atheists better be civil and nice to these fucking asshole Christians. You're like, God damn, us be nice. Are you shitting me? They don't even want to get fucking vaccinated. They are nice. Exemptions.
We are nice. We want them to do their thing. Keep it away from us and keep it out of our laws.
But
they
want
us gone.
Yeah, that is the myth. The myth is
the difference.
Their religion cannot stay out of our backyard because they want to fuck us with it. And you know what? This is when our government has to not coddle these assholes and say, hey, I don't give a fuck about your sky god shit. Get the jab. Or you have to be a second class citizen and operate you the way you do in Australia. You can hang, I don't know what do they have unvaccinated bars and they go to, or they just have to stay home? Or, I mean, will that mean there'll be like an underground unvaccinated circuit?
Probably.
I don't know. Then we're fucked. Okay. Then everybody find a house in the middle of the woods.
But I can't imagine that
set it
it's
going to
be a big enough segment.
Who knows? You got to keep these unvaccinated fuckers away, and you got to keep these snakes away from you. You just got to get through the...
Now needing to follow United Airlines' example is the NBA, because there's still a bunch of these fuckers who are refusing to get the... who are saying they're not going to get it.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't make any sense. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just said, get your fucking vaccination, didn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't he like the moral barometer of the NBA?
These guys read some stuff on YouTube or saw some stuff on the internet, Ryan.
Don't worry about the internet. Don't worry about what you saw. Just listen to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's simple.
While roughly 90% of NBA players are fully vaccinated, significantly higher than the U.S. vaccination rate.
Well, then fire those other motherfuckers.
Still, some of the league's brightest stars are refusing to get the shot.
Then get fucked.
NBA stars have unleashed public criticisms of the vaccine, dealing a blow to the league's image.
Yeah.
And revealing that even world-famous athletes can fall prey to increasingly common COVID-19 misinformation. I'll say even world-class athletes can be dumb fucks.
Oh, of course.
And selfish pork faces.
And the NBA... which has been like great about some things, but lately has kind of had some issues. I mean, didn't they stand with China? They did because they
wanted to making a lot of money doing a couple of games over there.
Yeah, against Hong Kong. But they got to fix this. Just the thing is, it's like professional basketball, and did you ever play? You played tennis, right?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of people want to be professional tennis players, correct?
Okay.
I don't know how that shit works, but if someone says that they're playing professional tennis and they're like, I don't want to get vaccinated, I'm going to quit, will you miss me? The tennis world will say no, because look at all these other people that are vaccinated that are probably just as talented as you are with a fucking racket. We'll take them.
And there's no team aspect of it. So if Djokovic decided, I'm not going to... I think He might have. There were some, there were a couple big tennis players that were like, oh, great. In order to play Wimbledon, I have to be vaccinated.
Yeah, dumb fuck.
Guess what? They went and got fucking vaccinated.
Of course. John McEnroe vaccinated?
I would bet.
Yeah.
The union is saying the vaccine mandate would have needed agreement with the Players Association. They didn't do that. Brooklyn Net star Kyrie Irving, vice president of the union, reportedly has not been vaccinated. Unless he has been is given an exemption or gets vaccinated, he could miss all of Brooklyn's home games. As long as New York City's, as long as the city's indoor vaccine mandate is in place.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so it's not just a team rule, it's the city where he's playing.
What makes me crazy is there are people all around the planet that are waiting on the vaccine and they can't get the vaccine. And they wish they could get the vaccine. But these guys can't get the vaccine, and they're choosing not to.
And this idiot recently liked an Instagram posts from a user who claims that vaccines implant microchips as part of a plan of Satan.
What team is he on?
Brooklyn.
What is that? What?
The Nets?
The Nets. Okay. I've solved it. Fuck the Nets. Until they fire these motherfuckers, fuck the Nets. Don't buy their fucking shit. Don't go to their games.
Golden State Warriors forward Andrew Wiggins also stands to lose half of his salary by missing home games in San Francisco, which requires all individuals to provide proof of vaccination to attend large indoor events.
Hey, NBA.
Like the event that he is participating in.
NBA, I'm confused because if I remember correctly, what Kareem said to do is fire these motherfuckers. He said, if you don't get vaccinated, fire them. He said that.
He applied for a religious exemption, but the NBA told him to fuck off. They denied
damn.
It.
Oh, damn.
Good. Start denying these people. Show me in your stupid religion where it says you can't wear a mask.
But still, if it did say that, that doesn't make me, it makes it more likely that you spread the coronavirus.
Exactly.
So who fucking
and you are
cares?
More than welcome to not get vaccinated and wear a mask. Sit at home and watch the show. Yeah. Watch it.
You're delusional.
Watch from home, asshole, because you're not going
to
play.
If you believe in some religion so much that you think it's telling you to not get basic fucking health care that everybody else... You're fucked in the head. You need a Prozac. You need your fucking vaccine.
Most of them are lying about that religious exemption thing.
Then I get it, but why don't they want to get the vaccine then?
Did you see there was an interview with... I don't even know who did it, but it was two women, two nurses... Two nurses.
I don't get that.
Who are prepared to quit and because they're going to refuse to get it. And the one of them literally was saying something about like Satan or something like that. And I was like, get out. You're fired. You're fired.
Do you want your nurse, a nurse working on you while you're sick?
Yeah. Don't bloodlet me, you asshole. Is that next? I mean, are you going to wave chicken bones under my nose?
Right. I mean, what else are you up to?
Cut runes into my left thigh.
But that's a good point, though. If you're not on board with the vaccine for the coronavirus and you're a healthcare worker, what other shit are you up to?
Right.
And I don't want you working on me or anybody I fucking care about.
Oh, and they're just so stupid. When he was asking, the interviewer was asking questions, like saying things like, you know, but don't you think, no, do you really trust that? Oh, I don't trust the numbers. He was giving them numbers. And she's like, oh, I don't trust those numbers. She said, there were people that were, before it started, that were categorized as COVID that weren't in COVID, that didn't have COVID. You know, it's just one of these ridiculous right-wing conspiracy theories.
Numbers that are negligible and they don't really
probably
matter.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. Here's what I understand. The coronavirus has been bad.
Yes.
Right? A lot of people have died from it.
Yes. Unnecessarily.
And some people, get real sick or whatever. You got to be hospitalized, right? I know those are truths. And I also know if you get the vaccine, you're more likely to not die from this shit or be hospitalized.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just a dumb fuckhead that keeps it kind of simple. I keep it simple. God. It's like... It's like, to make our world work, what we need is Joe Manchin to wake up one day and say, you know what? I give a fuck about poor people, and cinema to do the same fucking thing. And we need people to not be fuckheads about the vaccine. Those two things happen. Damn. That would be great. Who do we pray to make that
and
happen?
If we really...
Oops.
Scott Baio?
And if we really care about women, like we say we do, then we should be telling women that the best thing they can ever do in their whole life is to be a mother. Mm-hmm. Being a mother is the greatest thing I have ever done in my whole life. No matter what I do my entire life, I will never do anything greater than being a mother.
Which is terrifying, because this is Marjorie Taylor Greene. So,
oh my God,
I can't imagine the poor children being indoctrinated by this giant flaming festering asshole.
Didn't Marjorie Taylor Greene like yell at
Debbie Dingell
and David Hogg?
Yeah. Oh. Well. Yeah. She followed him around. This is before she was in Congress.
She's a mother.
She was following him around and harassing him. Yeah.
She's a mother harassing a child. Well, he wasn't a child at the time. He's older than 18. But harassing someone that survived a mass shooting. That's how she's a mother. Okay.
So this is, she's on some right-wing nut job. Real America's Voice Network, that crazy right-wing network. And this is about abortion. So she's saying, you shouldn't have an abortion because...
Well, you lie. Okay. But let's say we'll accept the fact, I don't even know how to say this, that she's a good mother. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so like being a mother.
Okay.
Does that mean, just real quick, does that mean some other person has to like it, or they're good at it, or they want to be? Just because you did it, right? You see where I'm going?
Not having an abortion, you mean?
I don't know.
Is this what we're talking about?
Why are we... It's crazy. This is all crazy.
And if we really care about women, like we say we do, then we should be telling women that the best thing they can ever do in their whole life is to be a mother. Mm-hmm. Being a mother is the greatest thing I have ever done in my whole life. No matter what I do my entire life, I will never do anything greater than being a mother. It is.
I believe that. Absolutely.
You know what? I don't know.
You'll never do anything great.
Yeah.
But the, so what about single moms out there? What about couples who choose to remain childless? What about...
I don't know.
Fuck them all.
I don't know.
Get out there and get impregnated, woman.
Yeah, yeah. What about people that don't want to use... that don't believe in space lasers? You know... Can you... By the way, I bet Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks that... Somebody's already made this joke, I'm sure, that these Jewish space lasers shoot in directly into the uterus to eliminate the fetus. Is that true? In that type of abortion?
It's kind of like a microwave.
Yeah, yeah.
I will never do anything greater than being a mother. It is a true gift. Whether a pregnancy is planned, whether the baby is born perfectly healthy or not, being a mother is...
God.
Keep going. Whether what about someone who's raped? What about someone who's whose big fat sweaty father rapes them?
Listen to all these fucking these decisions she's making for other people.
Of course, that's how Christians and Republicans roll.
God,
that's how Christian Republicans roll.
Yay! Thank you.
Pregnancy is planned. Whether the baby is born perfectly healthy or not, being a mother is life-changing, life-altering, and makes women better people. And these abortions...
Evidence. Evidence. I know a lot of women that had children that are flaming assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
They were not made better by it.
And
I know some people that have been changed for the better by having children.
Right.
But
to
just blanket
and
say...
And I know people that are good mommies.
Sure.
And I know people that are bad mommies.
Yes.
I don't know, but the crazy thing is that we're having this conversation. It's
none of our fucking business.
This is a conversation to have with a doctor, with yourself, if you have fallopian tubes and things of that nature.
Right.
Okay. Fallopian.
Right.
I know.
Fallopium.
Fallopium. Yeah, yeah. Well, I say fallopium, you say fallopian.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a doctor.
Well, the word has an N.
That's true. But I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, and I have outside fun parts. So who gives a fuck how I say it? It doesn't matter. Not one bit.
Well, okay.
You know? I mean, I'm just
I care more about that than I care about what Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks about fucking abortion or what anybody thinks about anyone else getting an abortion. It's none of your fucking business.
And she's an insurrectionist. We know. I don't give a fuck. We are talking about someone that gave tours to people that stormed the Capitol. Didn't she give tours on January 5th? On January 6th, those motherfuckers stormed the Capitol.
Yes, yes.
And that person, that her little videographer fuckhead friend of hers, stormed the Capitol. So we're listening to someone that had a hand in that.
Is born perfectly healthy or not. Being a mother is life-changing, life-altering, and makes women better people. And these abortions, like you just mentioned, these are actually things that can scar your body. They hurt you internally. And they not only that, they scar your soul.
That's such a misnomer and it's such a lie that, you have an abortion. You might never have children again because it scars you.
Doesn't it also give you breast cancer?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Aren't they supposed to tell people that or like?
That was, I don't know if that's ever got struck down, but that was Missouri Missouri Christo-fascist Republicans.
Yay.
Wanted to force doctors to lie.
Yes.
To women and tell them that there's a they have an increased possibility of breast or ovarian or uterine cancer because they got an abortion. And there's 0.0 evidence of that. And the doctors pushed back.
Yes.
The AMA pushed back.
Yes.
They didn't give a fuck. They passed it.
What if like.
And doctors are like, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm not going to lie to my patients. I took an oath.
Didn't Georgia try to pass some archaic, forced birth shit, and all these television shows that shot there said, hey, we're going to pull
That's still pending, yeah.
Well, that's what I... Okay.
They just recently, I just saw it like a few days ago, there was another hearing on it, and they said, well, we're going to put a stay on it until the Supreme Court does the Mississippi case or whatever.
Oh, okay.
The Texas case. One of the cases, they're like, let's hold off and see what the SCOTUS is going to decide on that other case.
They don't want to lose Walking Dead. That production in Georgia. Nope, they would lose that.
All kinds of productions in
and
Georgia.
And if Florida passes the forced birth legislation, I call on Walt Disney and the people at that company to threaten to pull out of Florida. And bring the Magic Kingdom, put it in Louisiana. Well, put it.
That might be a little rough, but yeah.
Yeah, move it. Move your business. if Florida passes this forced birth shit, take your business, take Disney World. And where would you put it, though, that would want Disney World that doesn't have some forced birth shit? Because I can't think of, like, what state.
I mean, it's got to be warm somewhere. Hawaii?
I mean, with this pandemic and things, do we need to reexamine, like, theme parks?
No way.
A bunch of people getting together.
Well, once the pandemic's over, people will be able to get together again.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
That's what we've been told a lot.
Why wouldn't they?
Are we?
I mean, unless there's a new pandemic or something, but yeah, eventually this will be gone. Anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers have prolonged and continue to prolong it. And our president.
What scares me is that.
Set us back months and months and months.
What if people fuck up and don't vote blue and then we get a president who rolls back mandates.
DeSantis?
Yes. In this country, then we will have it.
Sure.
But that's not going to happen. Right, guys?
And these abortions, like you just mentioned, these are actually things that can scar your body. They hurt you internally.
Wrong.
And they not only that, they scar your soul. And women have to live with this. We should care for women, love for women, and teach them, you know, how to care for themselves. And
we should care for women and teach them how to care for themselves and force them to have those babies.
Hey.
Chain them to the bed until that crawls out of their vagina.
You know, the women I know, they have brains and they don't. You don't
fucking asshole.
What the fuck? You gotta. What are you talking about? This is crazy. This person is an insurrectionist.
Sure.
That's who she is. God.
And I'm sure she lives and breathes all the everything Jesus said.
Yeah, yes.
About helping the poor and turning the other cheek and stuff.
Does she think women don't understand the concept of an abortion? Or they don't understand, like, their inside fun parts and things of that nature. Is that, that's what it sounds like she's saying.
Well, yeah, the whole thing is very,
you just don't get it,
demeaning and yeah, you know, patting women on the head saying, it's okay. We understand you can't make that decision, so we'll make that decision, yeah, for you, honey. Don't
we
worry.
We got it. We're going to make you have all these dumb fucking kids, whether you like it or not.
But once they're born, you and fuck them.
We're planting crack in their car and arresting them, and they can die in jail. Freedom.
It's only Wednesday, but listen to this. This is, I mean, there's a bunch of clips of this asshole.
Yeah.
This is the current lieutenant governor of North Carolina.
Okay.
It is because of my religion that I stand here today. It's because of Jesus Christ that I stand here today. If I lose my zeal for God, I will no longer stand in the place that he put me. You can't continue to stand where God put you without the God that put you there.
What?
And so we're going to continue to mention, man, as for this not being a Christian nation, yes, it is. If you don't like it, I'll buy your plane, train, or automobile ticket right up out of here.
Mm-hmm. How many times?
There you go.
How many times have we heard that? If you don't like the country the way it is, get the fuck out.
Right.
You know.
He's a Republican. You'll be shocked to learn. I don't know how black people can be Republicans. It's baffling to me, but yet this asshole exists. Get out if you don't like it being a Christian nation.
These kinds of Republicans are kind of scary because that guy is obviously, you know, he's a good public speaker. He has,
yeah,
you know, but he's just saying things that are horrific.
Not even hiding it. This guy's a lieutenant governor.
He's actually
of North Carolina. How does that make the Jews of North, yes, Carolina feel? Well, does that make the Hindus of North Carolina feel, or the non-believers of North, right, Carolina feel? Now you've got this asshole who's telling you not only that you should get out of the country.
This is the guy who will show up on a primary to run for president.
Probably.
Oh, I see that. You know what I mean? I mean, he's a good speaker. Oh, God.
These Christian nationalists, man.
You can go to some place that's, yeah, not a Christian nation. As long as there is a remnant of his people in this place that continues to pray to him and for his wisdom, this will always be a Christian nation. It was established by him. When the founders said those words, when they wrote them down and declared them to the world and told them to a king, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by who? Their creator, not the Congress.
Their creator, not very specifically,
yes,
not by God,
right?
Not by the creator.
Yes.
By their creator.
So my creator.
Jefferson obsessed over that shit because he was a fucking atheist.
Yeah.
And all the God botherers were saying, put God in there, ordained by God.
And all these. And I believe many of them that worked on this phrase probably owned slaves. And they would justify their ownership of people via the fucking Bible, probably.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if that's, you know, germane to this conversation or not.
That all men are created equal. That they are endowed by who? Their creator. Not the Congress, not the Senate, not the King, but by their creator with certain inalienable rights. God Almighty heard that and said, there's a nation I can get behind. So this is still a Christian nation.
Evidence. Evidence, twat. Evidence.
Is he a preacher?
Sounds like it.
God damn. I mean, he builds it all up and then he says the evidence by, you know, God heard it and he loved it. And he's like, hey, what's up?
I'm tired of turning on my TV after a school shooting and watch folks come together on school grounds where they done told me I can't pray, I can't bring my Bible, can't mention my God, can't say nothing about Jesus Christ.
None of that is true.
It's not, none of it's true. And this is that grievance. This is exactly what Trump did. This is these grievance, the grievance culture that these Christians have.
Oh yeah, look at how persecuted we are. There, look at what's happening. Yeah. There's school shootings because I'm not allowed to indoctrinate your children.
Progress to them means, oh, you're taking right. marriage, straight marriage. You're taking marriage away from me.
We're not allowed to brainwash your children to believing our religious myths. Therefore, you're persecuting us.
God damn. God.
Can't mention my God. Can't say nothing about Jesus Christ. Please. But soon as there's a school shooting, everybody's in the church. Everybody's down at the schoolyard praying.
Yay.
Now you done run him off your property. But soon as there's trouble, here you come. We're going to have a prayer vigil down at the school.
Oh, my.
Because we had a shoot.
Oh, I see.
You know, it seems
disgusting. This guy is fucking saying, you want to take God out of your school and you want to have all this religious freedom. But when the school shooting happens, you start praying. And he's saying that's hypocritical.
We ain't praying.
And you know what, man? I'm trying to figure out how you're taking people to task. However you deal with something horrific like a school shooting, you're going to give them shit for that. You are. That is fucking crazy.
Quite easy to me, sir, if you had had that prayer vigil before that shooting.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I understand.
If you had let God come in that building before that shooting.
This is the North Carolina Faith and Freedom Coalition that he is.
Are they goose stepping
speaking
yet?
At?
This is the thing. This is how we're gonna get fascism. These loony fucking soft brained goddamn God bothers that believe anything anybody tells them when they have any sort of like, I don't know. They say God wants this and they just believe them.
If you had told those students Jesus Christ is the way and the light, and only through him can you receive salvation, wouldn't have been no school shooting. It's too late.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
Yeah, that's shame on
you. God, this drives me crazy. He's literally saying that's it. We should be indoctrinating all of your children into our religion. That's it.
You're using these kids that got shot to death. You're using the deaths of the kids at Sandy Hook to further your fucked up agenda.
Of course.
Why,
he's a Republican.
Why am I shocked? I mean,
what you expecting?
God.
Wouldn't have been no school shooting.
Oh, please.
It's too late now. Your little half-hearted attempts at soothing Jesus Christ, it's not going to work.
Nah, fuck you.
You done kicked God out of your school.
Hell yes.
Your children don't know whether they're men or women. They're murdering each other with impunity and can't read on a grade level. All because you done turned your back on the wisdom of the man that built that schoolhouse you in.
God.
Who?
I'm tired.
I don't know. Listen, are we challenging?
This is
saying,
infuriating.
This guy is nuts. He's saying that, you know, if you only pray to God after a school shooting, you're only placating Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't give a fuck about that. I placate Jesus.
God, if I lived in
I'll
North Carolina.
I'll fight the motherfucker.
I would be dedicating the rest of my life to getting this man out of public office.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
This guy is a fucking fascist because he's saying it has to be like this. Everything has to be in the little Jesus box.
Yeah.
And if it's outside the Jesus box, you can get fucked and leave this country.
This ain't subtle anymore.
No, it's not that subtle.
Tax these motherfucking churches.
Yes.
Tax. He's in a church, by the way. This coalition is taking place in a big giant church.
This is the Republican Party, too.
Tax this motherfucker.
And I just want to say, I hope the centrist Democrats are listening. I hope you're listening, Joe Manchin, because these are the people that you're trying to reach across the aisle to and jack off a little bit. This is who you're trying to work with. That's crazy. This guy is
God
nuts.
Gave us this nation. It's our duty to be good stewards over it. So now what do we need to do about all this? What do we need to do?
Oh.
What do we need to do?
Call to action.
Number one thing we need to do is we need to get more connected to the God who gave us our freedoms. That's number one. We need to stop paying God lip service and start paying him foot service and hand service.
What?
And prayer service.
Wait a second.
Did we just get a drop? Oh, my God. Lip service?
Hold
foot
on a
service,
second.
Hand service? Boy.
We need to stop paying God lip service and start paying him foot service and hand service and prayer service. We need to start making his presence plain in our lives.
That's fine. Don't make his presence in my life. Keep your God's presence out of my life.
I think what he means there is that we're going to make it plain in our lives to the point that we will be shoving crosses up your ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And killing people.
I mean,
and
this guy is calling people
homosexuals in camps. And
you know, it's different when you have someone saying, this is how I feel about an issue. You should go vote this way, or, you know, but getting people to riling people up. This guy wants people to do violence.
Not your neighbor's life. In our lives, we need to speak his name without fear or embarrassment, no matter where we are.
Oh, you do. You do. Holy shit, you fuckers do.
Hey, and I got to tell you something. I mean, when I hear it, I make fun of it generally. So if it makes you feel embarrassed, well, good. Good.
That's number one.
Oh,
number two, what do we need to do? We need to be diligent about who it is that we go to the polls and push that button for.
Here we go. Tax the churches. Tax the churches.
Oh, yeah. Is he at a church? Is this a church thing?
This is the North Carolina Faith and Freedom Coalition.
Oh, so it's like Jesus.
These are all churchy people.
We need to make sure that we are pushing that button for people who are not ashamed to witness for Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Say what you want to say. You can get in line behind all the people that don't like me, and I don't mind that. They didn't like Jesus either.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Deal. I don't, wow.
Right. So if you're
comparing
saying,
himself to Jesus.
Wow. That's he's saying that I align perfectly with Jesus. Wow.
Yeah. I'm sure he's really helping the poor in his state as a Republican.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's really turning cheeks.
You know, I it's so stupid and blatant. And what you're saying is right. It's obvious. There's nothing veiled here.
And terrifying.
So if you're buying into this, you're a fucking fascist just like this guy.
Right.
You're not being fooled.
Yeah.
So, still don't like it. So
bring it. Bring it, bitch. Try to force your religion on me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in good company. That schoolhouse. You know who needs to be down there at them school board meetings? Need to be the pastor.
Listen to this.
God damn.
So not only are we going to have the frothing maggots and the anti-vaxxers, he wants a pastor. Pastor at the school board meetings.
We are in such a gross time.
This is the lieutenant governor, the current sitting lieutenant governor in the state of North Carolina, blatantly spray shitting all over the Constitution of the United States of America.
Yeah, this is, it's not even subtle. And isn't North Carolina one of these purpley states, or am I insane? I thought North Carolina.
Kind of. Okay, yeah.
It's more red than purple.
It was closer than one would have thought, I think.
Yeah. God, this sucks.
There's only a few more seconds of this bullshit.
And he need to have a whole passel of his parishioners following behind him. Because we're going to get this thing right. It needs to get right by God first. You know, all these people running around here talking about, I want to be on the right side of history. You go on over there and be on the right side of history in hell. Knock yourself out. I stay on the right side of God. I'll take his side. Yeah. You can have that right side of history.
Sad. Yeah, you're an asshole. This fucking guy, I bet he's loaded too. You think he's rich?
Oh, this asshole? Sure. Probably, yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's talking to all these right-wing nut job. These Christians in the South that are poor, that are falling for this, I don't get it. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Sheeple.
It's crazy. Like if your party is against this infrastructure deal, like against it, why would you vote for it? Why would you vote for them? Because the infrastructure deal will help you. Because it's infrastructure, right? I mean,
David on the Twitter says when he uses the word remnant, it's a dog whistle that identifies himself as a Seventh-day Adventist. Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
So this guy might be a Seventh-day Adventist then?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I see. Okay.
Seventh-day Adventist.
Remnant. God damn. This Christian shit is weird. Thank you for that info.
Yeah, thank you. Wasn't that Carson's vibe?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Saturdays instead of Sundays?
I just said was. Like, Ben Carson didn't exist anymore, but who would know? He's so...
he might still be in the office.
Is Ben alive?
Nobody might notice.
Is he still... Did he keep his job? Or did he get fired?
I don't think so. No, yeah, I think he's gone.
A remnant. God, this religion shit is so weird.
He kind of smartly went poof after the election.
Yeah.
And just kind of disappeared a little bit.
Right. How do you think this guy has a problem with like Scientology and other religions?
What do you mean?
This dude, this lieutenant governor.
Yeah. And Mark Robinson.
Right. And he's in this remnant thing, this weird Seventh-day Adventist shit. How is that any more or less strange than Battlefield Earth and all that shit?
Well, right. I mean, yeah.
It's equally as strange. Your Sky God shit is bizarre. It's weird. Okay? It's creepy. It's very rapey.
He, as opposed to abortion, rejects climate change.
Oh, yes. Shit, yes.
Is against legalizing marijuana.
What the fuck?
On his Facebook page, he often impugns transgender people, Muslims, former President Barack Obama, and African Americans that support Democrats.
Wow, is this on his Tinder profile?
He accuses people who support this mass delusion called transgenderism of seeking to glorify Satan.
You are a fucking moron, and I can't believe you were elected. How depressing.
His review of Black Panther,
Ooh. The
movie, says this is a movie that was created by an agnostic Jew and put to film by a satanic Marxist. It was only created to pull the shekels out of your schwarze pockets. Schwarze is Yiddish for black.
This guy, I'm saying, is problematic. How is he a politician? And you know what? What did he say out of your...
He called Obama a worthless anti-American atheist.
No, Obama was great. What are you talking about?
He called Michelle Obama a man.
Oh, okay. So this guy is like InfoWars level loony, and he's in charge.
He's the lieutenant governor.
Holy shit. Hey, listen to me, North Carolina. Put down the spice, put down the methadone. Well, no, don't put down the methadone. Put down all the bad shit you're taking to make you decide that this guy needs to be your lieutenant governor. Holy fuck. You're out of your minds. And you're right. What is he saying about Black Panther? That it made me want to go to the theater and spend money to see it?
God, I think he was just an asshole.
Yes.
Who got lucky. He.
I love that movie.
What?
Black Panther. I would.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm talking about this guy. I'm reading about this Mark Robinson douche knuckle.
But what he said was crazy. He's like, the movie was so good, it made you feel okay to pay to you. You know what? I paid to see Black Panther. I love that movie. Okay.
He was in the Army, United States Army Reserve. He worked at a furniture factory and was starting to study history at University of North Carolina at Greensboro. In April of 2018, he attended a meeting of the Greensboro City Council where they debated whether or not to cancel a gun show in the wake of the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting.
Okay.
Gee, I guess what side he was on.
Yay,
the
dumb side.
He spoke out in favor of gun rights. The video of his speech went viral after it was shared on Facebook by Mark Walker, a congressman from North Carolina. He was then invited to speak at the NRA's annual national convention that year.
Yeah.
In 2020, he ran for lieutenant governor and won.
God damn. What? Wow.
So he had he's a lunatic who had a viral video.
God.
Saying, we should don't trample on our gun rights because a few kids got shot down in Florida.
You know, so this is how you do it in the Republican Party. You go to a mass shooting, you make fun of people that are praying for that, and you speak out in favor of these guns over the lives of children, and then you get fast-tracked in the Republican Party. Is that correct?
Right, right.
Wow.
You probably have to rape somebody, too.
Oh, forget. Yes, Pat. I mean, God. This is the party. Kristen Sinema, Kirsten, whoever the fuck you are. Here's your party. This is your party. Joe Manchin, here's the party. That's your party.
Yeah, this is who you want to negotiate with and work with.
Yeah, that's funny. Joe Manchin, wake up. Come out on the deck of your boat and look around. That's your party. This guy. You're in your fucking boat. God, there should be a rule on the Democrats to say who lives on a boat, a big mansion boat. Then you can't be a fucking legislator because you can't have any idea how normal people feel. He wakes up on a boat every day. Fuck you, Joe. I want to wake up on a boat.
We do have...
As long as the weather's okay and it's tied to something so I don't sink this dumb fuck in his boat.
Why is this a question? At the Wall Street Journal. Is it ever okay to get stoned with a client? And other questions as pot comes to work.
Well, what do you do for work?
As more young professionals use legal weed with work friends, companies are grappling with setting boundaries on a new kind of bonding.
Hey, listen.
Your boundaries. Yeah. If I'm on my private time,
yes.
It's none of your fucking business what I do.
And let's compare.
It's legal.
Yes. And let's compare it with the boundaries of that we set with alcohol in the workplace. Let's watch an episode of Mad Men.
Right, right.
You get all these managers.
Well, that's okay.
Fucking wasted.
Those were the good old days when when a woman appreciated being patted on the bottom so that she, you know, knows that she looks good.
Booze has been great for boundaries. Really great. You know, let's worry about pot.
When instead of firing your secretary, you could just spank her.
Yeah, yeah. We're all drunk by 3 or noon.
Right, right.
We're always drunk. Were you worried about marijuana? I mean, again, what do you do for a living? I mean, are you a sound guy on a movie set? Then you're expected to have some pot on you.
Oh, well, that's a...
Are you the bass player?
That's a stereotype and a trope that I have found to be 100% accurate every single time.
We got... It is so crazy. It's like You know, you go to a bar and you just see drunk people fucked up, just doing stupid fucking shit. I don't know. Show me the videos of people stoned doing dumb shit. Like drunk people. I mean, I know everybody does dumb shit. But geez, drink, people get so fucking crazy when they get drunk, man.
Well, this is odd.
I know that's not news.
The Coke Network...
Coca-Cola?
No, conservative dickwads, the former Koch brothers. Now it's just one Koch brother.
Oh. Because why?
Because one died.
That's right. That's sad.
But they've come out and said that they oppose governments banning teaching about race and history. Like this... They think it's this whole critical race theory thing is bullshit.
Are the Koch brothers just steering? They just want to steer the country in whatever direction they feel it should be steered because they have fucked up.
Well, they did,
money.
Yeah. They did a really good job of it.
Right.
This is the one that I think has apologized.
Oh.
I think the one that died didn't. But this one
this guy's apologizing?
This one has apologized for maybe some of the negative influence their efforts have had.
Take your apology and shove it up your old shriveled fucking ass.
Dividing
asshole,
the
you
country.
Loser. Go fuck yourself. Join your brother. Just kidding.
Leaders in the network built by billionaire Koch families say they oppose government bans over teaching about race and history in schools. Using government to ban ideas, even those we disagree with. Oh, so they disagree with critical race theory.
Okay. So every once in a while,
which is, by the way, critical race theory is a second year law student theory that was taught. Has nothing to do with what teaching kids in grammar school that slavery was bad is not critical race theory.
God. So society gets lucky when one of these coke fucks stumbles into the right thing, and then they'll promote that. But any other instance, we just get fucked.
Well, they're very libertarian.
Oh boy.
So, and then not Jesus-y, which is, God, I guess, the only saving grace there.
I hate it when people are like, well, I'm actually a libertarian. Fuck you, please.
Libertarians are the easiest to
dumb fuck
to debate.
Why?
I don't believe in taxes. I don't believe. Okay.
Move to Afghanistan.
How do you get streets? Well, you get together and you form a group. And how do those groups? What if you have 100,000 people? What do you do? Oh, well, you know, you have panels or whatever. Oh, how do you get those? Well, you elect them. Oh, sounds like a fucking government, you
damn
asshole.
But you're a libertarian. Well, you know what libertarian means? They want you to think that they voted for Trump, but they aren't racist, and they smoke weed, maybe, but they still want to shoot you.
Some of them like being racist.
Yeah. Wait.
That's what's
that's
fun about
really
the libertarians
true
is that
they don't want to admit
that's
that
why it's
racist.
By far the most entertaining debate every 4 years is the presidential debate for the libertarians, because they have loons.
Yeah.
Utter yeah total loons.
Yeah. You know, they dress weird often.
Some of them?
There's some strange some shit. Whatever. I'm a libertarian.
Don't forget Vermin Supreme.
I hate traffic lights. Oh, Vermin Supreme is there. Is like, who's Vermin?
He runs every year.
Is he there?
He's kind of a,
is he the head of their party?
Kind of a jokey kind of not candidate.
Was it Gary Aleppo?
Johnson?
Wasn't he a libertarian?
Yeah, he was a Republican, then ran, eventually smoked his way over to the,
yeah.
He's a big stoner. Big
yeah
stoner.
You, I mean, listen, man,
Aleppo.
What is Aleppo? Well, Aleppo's a place where a big fucking war is happening. You should know about it if you're fucking president. You know? I don't care if you're a libertarian fuck.
What have we got here?
For instance, while Obama was running for president, could you ask him where Aleppo was? Would he know?
Obama?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, point to it on a map, probably. Obama, yes.
Yeah.
Know that it was in Syria? Yeah.
Yeah. Clinton read a lot, too. I remember it's something on, you
I
know,
think
he
was, yeah, kind of well-read.
Bush Sr. would know because he was in the CIA. George Bush wouldn't know. Would Trump? I raped her. She worked for me.
God, this is crazy. A group of seven Ohio high school football referees had to barricade themselves inside a locker room.
Oh my God.
Following a game at Grove City High School.
Yeah. Oh God. Jesus. They got a call wrong.
They moved a vending machine in front of the girls' locker room door.
We got to do something about these football people. They're crazy.
The police report stated that a Grove City High School assistant coach, quote, charged the referees in a threatening manner, was very combative after the game ended.
Okay.
The referees said the assistant coach had to be restrained by other coaches.
Yay!
Following the altercation, the referees migrated to the girls' locker room for their post-game review.
Yes.
I guess they then had to lock themselves in there because this asshole was trying to get at them.
Good God. But because he was mad about a call they made?
Oh, no. Somebody barricaded them in.
Oh, my God.
These assholes moved the vending machine in front of the door and locked them in.
Jesus.
This asshole, I should say.
Because he was upset at a call?
Three referees involved informed police that they were barricaded inside of the locker room.
Jesus.
Following the game between Grove City High School and Central Crossing High.
Right.
There's no surveillance, sadly.
Oh, God damn it.
Nobody
recorded this. Come on.
The referees only realized the door was blocked shut when they attempted to leave. They had to yell and knock on the door.
Yeah.
For over 20 minutes. Before somebody finally, oh no, they tried for 20 minutes to get help. And then they charged the door or whatever and shouldered the door together.
You didn't have any phones?
And pushed it out of the way.
You didn't call anybody?
Well, yeah.
This is a very strange story. What and what? Why were they barricaded in there?
Because this asshole.
But
they think this asshole or some asshole parents.
They must have made
didn't like the outcome or didn't like a call or something.
Right.
And barricaded these people in there.
You know, I want to say something. I was there. What was the date, the year Steve Bartman caught the ball intended for Moises Alou's glove in left field? And that
Cubs
was
game.
That was the Kerry Wood. Kerry Wood was part of that team, you know,
right.
'90s. It was a great fucking team, and they should have won the World Series that year. And there was a fuck up that happened, and Steve Bartman caught that ball. And everything just went south, and it was horrible. But right. You know what? Everybody went home that night. Nobody got barricaded anywhere, and a lot of people were upset. And that's the
Steve
Cubs.
Bartman did have to leave the city.
Yeah. This is not a good comparison at all.
Yeah.
And also, I was actually outside the stadium, and there were people. There was a guy. I watched a guy get arrested. He was hanging off a traffic light or something.
Oh, yeah.
So, although Chicago doesn't have a really good history of behaving, you know, well, after a victory or a defeat, you know, that city used to burn after the Bulls won games. Remember that? There used to be riots and shit.
Well, yeah.
Fucking nuts.
Exuberant.
And the point is, calm down about your God and all that stupid shit, and calm down about your fucking sports.
45 minutes ago, our representative, Matt Gaetz, tweeted, "I will never vote to raise the debt limit." And the number one response, well-liked already, .. or the age of consent.
Bam!
Come on!
Who said that, Patton Oswalt?
At Sparky347V on
That's
the Twitter. Always
one.
Following us. We're going to follow him back.
Skirt, skirt.
Thanks.
Damn.
For that one, dude.
Let me tell you something. Matt Gaetz. I don't understand these Republicans. Marjorie Taylor Greene, insurrectionist. Matt Gaetz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sex trafficker of children. Still working. Everything's cool. Nothing to see here. Everything's great.
Texas, where the virus has more freedom than the women.
Wow.
You know, that's true, too.
Well, that's true here. The virus has the most freedom here.
The virus is free as fuck here in Florida.
Yeah, Louisiana, Mississippi, too. No, not Louisiana. Don't they have mask mandates or a vaccination mandate somewhere? In, like a bigly mandate in Louisiana somewhere. Yeah. It's not us. We don't have that.
Ooh, breaking news.
This just in.
The judge overseeing the... this is the headline.
God.
The judge overseeing the conservatorship of Britney Spears issued a bombshell ruling today suspending the singer's father as one of her conservators effective immediately.
It really sounds like Britney Spears got the shaft from his conservatorship.
Did you
fucked.
Hear that there were cameras in her bedroom and or microphones in her bedroom and bathroom? They were like they were surveilling her.
God, remember that guy that was like, "Leave Britney alone."
Yeah.
That guy wasn't kidding. Alone. That guy was so fucking right.
Prescient,
very prescient, prescient as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, that's really fucked up.
That's
really
so
fucked
up.
Taking
you know,
advantage
messed
of someone
up.
With mental issues, and it's just horrific.
Right.
Money does great things.
Right.
I've got.
Who's the worst, like, parents? I mean, you know, it's a hard, I guess, Britney Spears' parents, maybe Michael Jackson's parents, they were rough on him, and that didn't turn out so great.
Yeah, Fred and Mary Trump.
Yeah, that's true. Hitler's parents, perhaps.
Speaking of.
Yes, speaking of Hitler's parents.
From Stephanie Grisham's book.
Yes.
And actually they talk about this a little bit in the Robert Costa and Bob Woodward book also.
Yes. Bob blah, blah.
It's just how Trump was like just blind rages near the end.
Yeah.
Like frothing red, the Woodward book Peril, and Costa book describes like, I've never seen another human
lose
at that
angry like this.
That angry.
That's scary. That guy was president.
Stephanie Grisham writes, Trump's anger was, quote, terrifying.
Fuck.
When I began to see how his temper wasn't just for shock value or for the cameras, I began to regret my decision to go to the West Wing, she says.
By the way, go ahead. She supported a fascist. She was part of it. You were part of fascist.
And that's what someone on MSNBC last night was like. Don't, you know, this is as much about, oh, you know, we're trying to expose the corruption and everything and all the bad things. It's equally as much as I'm trying to repair my reputation because I'm in my early 40s and I still have years of career left and nobody wants to hire me.
And I think I heard
I worked for Trump.
Yeah, I think I heard Joy Reid make the point about what was that guy, the guy with the mustache who was NSA?
Bolton.
Bolton's book. Why not speak up when this shit was going on, motherfucker? Not to paraphrase, she didn't exactly say that, but the same thing with this person. Why are all these books coming out now about, like, how, why didn't these people come forward?
At one point, she writes, Trump's handlers designated an unnamed White House official as the music man to play Trump his favorite show tunes from, including, what do you think one of his favorite show tunes might be?
We're gonna build that wall.
What show is that from?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you meant like show tunes.
Like no, literal, show tunes.
Literal show
Trump
tunes?
Likes show tunes.
Oh my God.
And it soothes him, including his favorite is Memory from Cats.
Oh, I was going to say, hey, Big Spender.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, something from Song of the South.
Oh, yeah. That's his Memories from Cats. I thought you were like they were figurative show tunes, like his favorite.
They designated an unnamed White House official known as the Music Man to play Trump his favorite show tunes, including Memory from Cats, to pull him from the brink of rage.
Memories. Something from Cats.
Rum Tum. Yeah. Why not something from Les Mis? Something equally as depressing.
What are the rest of the? What's the list of show tunes?
That's the only one we have.
Oh! Shame! Whoever wrote this, where's the rest of the songs? Don't you want to know? God. Memories from Cats. So he likes these, like...
She said the truth was that we were pretty much everyone eventually wore out their welcome with the president. We were bottles of milk with expiration dates. Oh. I should have spoken up more. Yes! Fuck you!
To the American people, though. Because that's the thing. That's why... You know that the Steele, who's the guy, Christopher Steele, he came forward.
The dossier dude?
When he found this dossier shit.
Yes.
He did. But all these other people in Trump's orbit knew that he was working with the Russians to win the election, or they knew he was doing all kinds of other bad shit. Nobody else came forward.
Right.
No one came forward until they wrote a book.
Few minutes left here in the big old show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Yay. We do it every fucking weekday.
You're right. Stephanie Grisham, thanks. I'm going to write this book. Next season, I'll be on Dancing with the Stars with Spicy. It'll be okay.
I guess the South Dakota AG.
Yes.
Is, quote, actively reviewing... Senator, really shit hyena. Kristi Noem.
Hello, shit hyena.
Governor.
Right.
She had some meeting in 2020. Far right South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and her daughter Cassidy Peters.
Right.
Met with two state employees in 2020. Peters was then seeking a real estate appraiser license.
Okay.
So South Dakota lawmakers, some, have expressed concerns about that meeting.
Yes.
And now the South Dakota Attorney General, Jason Ravs... Ravs? R-A-V-N? Ravs? Ravensborg. R-A-V-N-S-B-O-R-G. Ravensborg.
Wow, that's a tough name to have in an email address.
Ravensborg. It's missing a vowel.
Ravensborg at hotmail.com.
I've been contacted by concerned citizens and legislators. I'm actively reviewing their concerns.
Yes.
I will be following the steps prescribed in codified law and related in relation to those questions.
Okay.
According to the AP, Noem held the meeting shortly after the state agency had moved to deny her daughter the license last year.
Damn!
She failed the real estate appraiser license test.
Oh, shit. Wow.
she failed it.
But somehow, she 4 months later, she miraculously got it.
Yes.
The license. Afterward, the state employee who directed the agency was allegedly pressured to retire.
Right.
By Noem and the cabinet secretary.
Yeah.
The state employee eventually received a $200,000 payment from the state to withdraw the complaint and leave her job. All these Republicans are just, you know, corrupt as fuck. And I
don't even know, like, how you're supposed to work with these people. Not only are they corrupt, some of them are insurrectionists.
Sure.
It's crazy. It's like if Justice League, that, you know, Aquaman was like, you know, I got a meeting today with, you know, Lex Luthor. We're going to try to iron out some differences we have. Does that make sense? Is that a good one? Or like if you're meeting with the Romulans.
the Romulans.
We're going to meet with the Romulans. It'd be like if Trump met with the Klingon Empire. It's like, I met the head Klingon. He's a great guy. Great guy. I wish I had the power he did.
Here's a heartwarming story.
Ooh.
Paul Nicholas Miller, 30-year-old white supremacist, has been sentenced to 41 months in prison.
Damn!
For multiple firearms offenses.
Ooh.
According to reports, he sobbed during his sentencing. This is Florida, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He admitted he had bought the ammunition in, quote, preparation for the coming civil war.
That's fucking hilarious.
In the months immediately before his arrest, he had made hundreds of internet posts publicizing his animosity toward various minority groups, Ryan, and his support for the initiation of a race-based civil war in the United States.
Hell yeah, baby!
He has been tied to more than one extremist group, including the Proud Boys and the Boogaloos. He often posted photos of himself dressed as the Joker with the face paint and everything, like
goddamn, like in the movie The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix Joker makeup. Yeah.
Did he win an award for that?
I don't
think he did. I think he was nominated.
Yeah, you gotta. That was
That's a really upbeat movie.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Do we want to end up like that? Do we keep voting for these fucking wacko Republicans?
Post photos of himself and the Joker while calling for racial civil war to his thousands of followers on TikTok.
That's fucked up. That's really fucked up. TikTok. Hey, TikTok. You looking out for those videos? People calling for a race war? We're concerned. YouTube finally, after I don't know how many months of people dying from the Rona, they're like, oh, you know what? We should do something about these anti-vaxxers.
Doom-de-doom-de-doo. And then there's Corey Lewandowski.
Oh, wait, that guy's still around?
Oh, yeah, sure. He's back.
Shit.
He's back.
He's
under
back.
Nuzzling, under Trump's move.
Woo.
Well, now, this is Politico.
Oh.
A Donald Trump donor is accusing Corey Lewandowski of making unwanted sexual advances toward her at a Las Vegas charity event. Just this last weekend.
At a charity event? I don't know why that would matter with these people.
Trishelle Odom, the wife of Idaho construction executive John Odom, alleges Lewandowski repeatedly touched her, including her leg and buttocks,
dude,
and spoke to her in sexually graphic terms.
Okay, Corey, that seems out of bounds, doesn't it?
She said Lewandowski stalked her throughout the evening.
Nice.
Four people who were firsthand witnesses at the event have corroborated Odom's allegations.
It sounds like Corey Lewandowski needs to be the ambassador to New Zealand.
Oh, she said, on the evening of September 26th, in Las Vegas, Nevada, I attended a dinner to support a charity, spend time with wonderful friends. Corey Lewandowski, she said, repeatedly touched me inappropriately, said vile and disgusting things to me, stalked me, and made me feel violated and fearful.
Don't you want people to donate to something, or do you want to creep them out?
I'm coming forward because he needs to be held accountable. I am blessed to have a loving husband. Her husband was there, and family behind me. I want other women to know that you can be hurt too. Together we can stop terrible things like this from happening.
Goddamn. Typical Republican shit. Who's that guy who was the ambassador for New Zealand during the Bush administration?
Scott Walker.
Yeah, another
creepy. Scott Brown.
Scott Brown. He did creepy shit like this too. They're all over the place. He's fucking Republican.
He was censored within like a month of becoming the ambassador to New Zealand. I'm not suggesting it's not a prestigious post, but it's how much work is being the ambassador to New Zealand?
I don't know.
You throw parties and shit. And that was the problem. He threw a party, and at the party, he was staring at women's tits.
With these Republicans, you really have to say, don't rape anybody.
Yeah, don't grab anyone's ass.
Quit eye-fucking people. You're the ambassador, okay?
Lewandowski did not respond to multiple requests for comment.
Yeah.
Is one of Trump's closest and most loyal advisors.
That is so fucking crazy.
He was Trump's first presidential campaign manager in 2016.
Yay!
His duties now include steering a pro-Trump super PAC.
Nazis! There's Nazis here. Super.
By the way, this fundraiser wasn't... I guess it was okay.
Yeah.
Victoria's Voice Foundation, a charity devoted to combating substance abuse.
Okay. And meanwhile, Corey Lewandowski's like, hey, man, I don't know what the fuck he was saying. That's nice. What a creep.
According to a statement provided by an Odom family attorney,
Lewandowski
allegedly remarked on the size of his genitalia.
Oh.
Described his sexual performance and showed Odom his hotel room key.
I got a big dick. I can fuck. Here, I'm staying at the Holiday Inn executive suite. Whatever the fuck. Leave the light on. What a dump. These Republicans are dullards.
She said Lewandowski repeatedly spoke about sex while using expletives.
That's nice. That sounds like a nice evening, doesn't it?
She said over the course of dinner, he tried to hold her hand.
Ugh.
He was seated next to her. She pushed his hand away. He touched her leg. She moved it away. He grabbed her napkin off her lap and tried to touch her leg again.
Jeez.
She had to pull her dress over her leg and move his hand away. That's when you stand up and you say, keep your fucking hand off of me, you creep.
Yeah, this is crazy.
For the whole world to hear at this dinner.
Yes, yes. It is Lewandowski. There were crazy stories about him, though, right? During the campaign. I know he got handsy with a journalist. That was one of the first shitty
things
he
threw her to ground, though, yeah.
And there were other crazy stories.
He touched her back. She tried to get away. He described an area where he was sore from a workout the side of his butt.
Oh, yeah.
But he demonstrated by touching her there. Oh, I'm sore right here.
Goddamn. What a dullard.
I'm sore on my clitoris here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're not. I tell you where you're not sore. Your brain, you dumb fuck. What a creep.
He tried to touch her 10 times at least.
10?
She left the room, was soon followed by him, who remarked that she had a nice ass.
Yeah. She's running. God.
She threw a drink at him.
Good.
She ended up throwing her drink. Oh, no. He threw his drink at her.
What?
It landed all over her shoe and the bottom of her dress. And he called her stupid. So she's being rebuffed by the big giant dick super sex Corey Lewandowski.
Joe Manchin.
How dare that woman turned him down. This is like classic incel behavior.
Joe Manchin, this is your party. This is the party that you want to be like.
Yeah,
you
want
to reach
people
around the aisle to help. And Kirsten Sinema, this
Kirsten,
is your party.
You want to date Corey?
Yeah. You want to negotiate with these assholes? They're wacko. They're rapey. They're insurrectionists. They're racist. I mean, you know, what do you want? What do you like best about these fuckers? You're going to find some common ground on some legislation with these rapists?
Yeah. Oh, Lewandowski is alleged to have said repeatedly that he's very powerful and can destroy anyone. Ah. And I'm close with President Trump. I can get anyone elected or take anyone out.
So it's like,
he's probably drunk off his stupid racist fascist ass.
Yeah, intimidation. You know, when you're at this fucking fundraiser and he's there and his goons are there. You know, I mean, she probably did feel threatened.
Oh, yeah. Three attendees said Lewandowski appeared to be intoxicated.
Isn't that nice?
Several photos of the event show Lewandowski just above Odom's right shoulder with his tongue sticking out of his mouth.
Okay. Okay. Come on. Why didn't anybody step in and do something?
They're all such vile assholes.
Yes. Someone should have stepped in and made Kavanaugh's
and the,
yes,
you know, these,
all over the fucking
these
place.
Entitled loads that think women want to fuck them.
No, and they don't. And they don't.
Unbelievable.
Really? That's fucking crazy. He's in pictures with his tongue out.
Yeah.
This guy was Trump's campaign manager. Hey, we did get Al Franken out of the party. We did that, right? God.
Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's all over the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Did you bring condoms?
Thanks, everyone. We'll be back manana. Have a good, safe evening.
TTFN.
Too many doctors getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.